January 2nd, 1959, Havana, Cuba. After a two-year hit-and-run war against the forces of Cuban President Fulgencio Batista, a guerrilla force led by Fidel Castro and Che Guevara has now gained control over Cuba. In Havana, it will be Che's job to keep the new revolutionary government in power by targeting and purging any opposition. As Cuban President Fulgencio Batista flees in defeat, Fidel Castro and his rebel army make a triumphant entry into Havana.
We were received as liberators, celebrated. I mean, people ran out with bottles of rum. People went wild.
It was a marvelous experience. I think for the first time in my life, we were able to see the people of Cuba united with one vision, one love, and that it was the most beautiful thing you can see in Cuban history.
After 2 years of living in the mountains, the rebels find the temptations of Havana hard to resist.
Che had to issue stricter orders on the behavior of his young men who, arriving in Havana for the first time, finding all of these beautiful young women, in essence throwing themselves at them. It was, as Leda described it to me, something of an orgy taking place, particularly in the bushes below the great statue of Christ.
Che's wife Hilda had not seen him since the guerrilla campaign began 2 years earlier. She flies to Havana with their daughter, unaware that there is another woman in his life.
And immediately he told her that he was no longer in love with her and he wanted a divorce. Che was married to Aleida just a couple of months later in a small ceremony with Raul Castro acting as one of his witnesses.
As Che puts his personal life in order, Fidel Castro begins to implement the first major changes in Cuba.
Well, in the beginning, most of the population was expecting a change. Castro, always he was in the mountains, he promised election, free election in 18 months.
There is not communism or Marxism in our ideas. We will not seize any land from anybody.
Yet on February 16th, just 2 months after the rebels' victory, Fidel Castro was sworn in as prime minister, and the elections never take place.
Then certain segments of the professional class and the elite and the middle class began to view Fidel Castro and his regime with suspicion.
There was a debate that started almost from the day Castro took power about whether he was a communist or not. And part of this debate focused on Che Guevara, who obviously did get on the radar screen pretty quickly of the CIA.
Fearing that an alliance with the known communists could jeopardize his position, Fidel Castro keeps Che at a distance.
He ordered Che to take over the La Cabaña Fortress, which is an old colonial garrison overlooking Havana Harbor and the city.
That was where the war criminals were tried.
Che orders executions of those found guilty.
In essence, carrying on with what he had been doing in the war, summary trials for torturers, for men accused of war crimes, and carrying out their execution, firing squad executions in La Cabaña.
The American guerrilla Neil McCauley had spent several months with the rebels and helped train the soldiers. He is approached by the commander of the firing squad on its first round of executions.
I said, look, this is a matter for Cubans. You guys do it. He said, no, but look, they make a mess of it. We need somebody who's at least going to hit the mark. I was prevailed upon. I did. I didn't mind. I mean, I'm glad to shoot these guys. And so I walked out there. I took command of the firing squad. I directed them against him. And I mean, this is the time. Killed him. And then the next guy who came up, I took that one too.